USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Five more classified documents were found at President Biden's Delaware home. Aides to the president announced the findings Saturday. About two dozen classified documents from the president's time as vice president in the Obama administration have been discovered at his Washington think tank offices and his Delaware home. The classified material includes some top secret files with the sensitive compartmentalized information designation, which is used for highly sensitive information obtained from intelligence sources. In the meantime, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives wants to see the visitor logs for the president's Delaware home. House Oversight Chair James Comer sent a records request to the White House and hopes they participate voluntarily.
Obviously, before you issue subpoenas, you in good faith request the information, and right now I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll start getting some information in.
Comer says Americans need to know who visited the president's home and had access to classified documents. The White House says the logs would mostly just show the comings and goings of the president's grandchildren. At least nine people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia this week. The worst of the damage in downtown Selma, Alabama, where Amber Johnson lives and survived with her one-year-old son.
I moved some covers to the bathtub and grabbed some stuffed animals for the baby, and we were playing on my phone, and I heard a noise, and I just picked him up and leaned over him and told him to hold on to mommy.
The death toll could rise as search and recovery efforts continue. California preparing for major flooding and mudslides in the Los Angeles area again this week. Courtney Carpenter is with the National Weather Service.
Today into this evening, and then a second round of moderate to heavy rain Saturday morning through the afternoon.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has already declared a state of emergency after flooding and mudslides forced some roads to be closed. And a federal judge is rejecting former President Trump's motion to dismiss a civil sexual assault lawsuit against him. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
School policies are getting strict about everything, including some things that seem innocent.
According to a report from England, two schools there have banned students from having any kind of physical contact. Officials at the Highland School in Chelmsford, Essex, in England, told parents that students were not allowed to participate in any aggressive contact, which includes hugging or holding hands, saying that the school will not tolerate any physical contact within our community. The school said they do wish children would make really positive friendships. So far, the school's gotten very positive feedback regarding the new policy. I'm Corey Myers.
Someone in Maine waking up a billionaire today. One winning ticket for last night's $1.53 billion Mega Millions jackpot was purchased in Maine. The winning ticket holder can take payments over the next 29 years or a lump sum of just over $729.5 million. The NFL playoffs kick off today. The Seattle Seahawks and San Francisco 49ers play at 4:30 this afternoon Eastern Time. Tonight, the Los Angeles Chargers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars. On Sunday, a triple header that begins with the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills. The New York Giants are in Minnesota to face the Vikings. Action will finish tomorrow as the Ravens face the Bengals. Then on Monday Night Football, it's the Dallas Cowboys against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And rapper Meek Mill is waking up today with a clean criminal record after being pardoned by Pennsylvania's outgoing governor. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.